Welcome to Torah Dinacha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu, Perek 10. The last perek ended with the punishment of Yisrael because of his many misdeeds. This perek continues that topic. Yeshayahu begins by criticizing specific sins of the leadership. The perek will then focus on Sancheriv, what he will do to Yisrael and Yehuda, and how and why his kingdom would end. Pasuk 1 begins with a word that is used very frequently throughout Yeshayahu. Hoy, woe to those hachokikim chikikei oven, who enact wrongful laws and cause sin to be written. Yeshayahu begins by lamenting those who are involved in the legal system. These corrupt leaders were already discussed in Perek Aleph, where they decided cases based on bribery and protexia. Here, it adds the judges had their scribes document their decisions so it would be established as law, entrenching the corruption in society. Things progress from bad to worse when the judges don't just sway the ruling, but actively engage in theft as well. Lios almanos shalalam vesusomim yavozu. That widows may be their spoil, and that they make the orphan their prey. Yeshayahu has defined the sin. He will now tell them their punishment. The corrupt will not be protected by their ill-gotten wealth when Ashra comes to exile them all. They can only survive the attack if they allow themselves to be exiled with the masses they revile, or if they can manage to hide under the dead, pretending that they too are dead. This end is gruesome, yet, as we have heard three times in the previous perek, and once in perek 5, pasuk 4, B'chol zos lo shav apo v'od yado netuya. With all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. The Gra tells us that it is significant that this phrase is used five times. Ashur attacked Israel three times. His fourth attack was against most of the cities of Yehuda. The fifth attack was against Shevna. These attacks correspond to the five times that Hashem says that the punishment is not done. The sixth attack against Yerushalayim ended in the defeat of Sancheriv. Although it seems like there is no hope, Hashem will never allow the people to be completely destroyed. Although the words of Yeshayahu seems to have no impact, Rav Schwab says, based on the Gemara in Megillah 14b, that the Nevuos did eventually penetrate the hearts of the 10 tribes. Yirmiyahu brought back individuals from the 10 tribes who did tshuva, who became part of the kingdom of Yoshiyahu, the righteous king. Hashem does not want to resort to punishment. Pasuk 5, Hashem laments this reality. Hoy Ashur, woe for Ashur, Shevet Api, the rod of my anger. Umateh hu v'yadam za'ami, my anger is a staff in their hand. When we read the whole litany of sins in the last two prakim, we could think, says the Das Sofrim, that Yisrael is the worst nation in the world, and that Ashur must be righteous when they punish them. This pasuk tells us that Ashur is just a tool of Hashem to bring about a result. The Mincha Gedolah notes that Ashur is not called a sword, they are called a rod or a staff. In Mishlei, it says that a parent should use a staff against a child to correct him. The goal of Ashur's invasion was to rid Yisrael of its arrogance, which had caused all their national and personal problems. Hashem is only allowing Ashur to take spoils and exile Yisrael. Hashem does not give them permission to kill Yisrael or to invade Yehuda. However, Ashur did not understand the limits on what they could do to Yisrael, and Ashur took pride in and advantage of their newfound power. Sancheriv plans to destroy the land, kill the people, and attack Yisrael and Yehuda, including Yerushalayim. Sancheriv has the fatal flaw of gaiva, arrogance, and presumes that he can't just be a messenger of Hashem, because Pasuk 8, Halo Sarai Yachdav Melachim, each one of my officers is a king. Sancheriv is an emperor, ruling so many smaller kingdoms. He has conquered from Carchemish to Arpad, Damascus, and Shomron. He is too important to just be a tool of Hashem. In addition, the places he conquered were protected by idols that were manufactured in Yehuda and Shomron. Rashi says that if the Avodah Zarah didn't protect these places, they won't help Shomron or Yerushalayim either. Sancheriv's plan is to conquer Shomron and then continued to Yerushalayim. Shomron, his first stop, was Jewish, so he reasoned that Yerushalayim would not fare any better. Yeshayahu says Sancheriv's plan will fail. Hashem will only allow him to do that which Hashem wants him to do. Pasuk 12, Ki yivatza Hashem es kol ma'aseihu. When Hashem has done all of his work, punishing Yisrael, then Hashem will remember Yerushalayim and will hold Sancheriv accountable for his arrogance and Val Tferes Rum Einav, his vain lifting of his eyes. Sancheriv took credit for everything that happened. He said, Pasuk 13, B'chawach yadi asisi, b'chachmasi ki nivunosi. By the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am smart. Sancheriv thinks he is unique because of his war strategies. He removed all national boundaries, took everyone out of their land, and put other refugees in their place. He brags that he didn't overextend his army nor bankrupt his nation. Instead, he surprised the other people. Pasuk 14, V'cha esof beitzim asuvos kol ha'aretz ani asafti. Like one gathers abandoned eggs, I, said Sancheriv, gathered all the earth. He conquered all the nations with little opposition. He doesn't see that Hashem played a role in his success. In Pasuk 15, Hashem begins to question Sancheriv's pride in his accomplishments. Hayaspa'er ha'garzen al chachot sevbo? Does an axe boast about the against the one who chops with it? Does a saw consider itself greater than the one who uses it? Why should Sancheriv take pride in himself if he is just a tool of Hashem? There will be a consequence for this arrogance. Hashem will show Sancheriv who is the true master. Pasuk 16. Lachain, therefore, Ha'adon Hashem Tzvakos, the master Hashem who is in charge of everything in the universe, will change the fate of Sancheriv. His wealth will turn to poverty, and all of his men will die as if kikod esh, like they are being burnt by fire. What will drive this destruction is Pasuk 17, V'haya or Yisrael le'esh, ukdosho le'leheva, and the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. Rashi says that the or of Chizkiyahu, the light of Chizkiyahu, meaning the Torah that he and Yeshayahu sat to learn as Sancheriv attacked, will be what drives the fire of the destruction of Sancheriv. The holy ones of the generation, the righteous, will devour the nobles and the heroes of Ashur in one day. Yeshayahu goes into poetic detail about the camp of Sancheriv. The camp is compared to Pasuk 18, Yaro b'charmilo, to his forest and in his orchard. Trees are often a symbol of powerful individuals. Sancheriv's camp was not just made up of an army. It consisted of dignitaries and princes, as well as farmers and working people. Sancheriv dragged all those he conquered with him to increase the size of his army. All these people, kimsos noses, would waste away, Rashi says, as if they disintegrated into powder. There would be so few people left from the besieging army that it would be like Pasuk 19, Mispar Yehiyu Vanar Yechtavim. The number will be so few that a child can write them down. Chazal say that there were only 10 soldiers left, that even a small child could write a letter Yud to indicate 10 men remaining. The Navi now turns to how this miracle will impact Malchus Beis David. In the past, when Achaz was threatened by Aram and Yisrael, he became a vassal of Ashur. In the future, Malchus Beis David will not, Pasuk 20, Nisha'ein al Malkehu, rely on the one who hits him, on Ashur or on other enemies. Instead, they will, Vanishan al Hashem Kadosh Yisrael be'emes, rely on Hashem, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. They will depend only on Hashem. Since Chizkiyahu trusted Hashem, Hashem destroyed Ashur for him. In our first parak, we learned how damaging the insincere service of Hashem is to a person's spiritual level. Here, we see how sincere service connects us to Hashem and saves us from harm. Most of Yehuda had already been sent into Galus. Pasuk 21, Shar Yashuv Shar Yaakov, a remnant shall do tshuva, the remnant of Yaakov. The entire remnant that remains will do a complete tshuva when they see that Hashem is the Kel Gibor, the mighty, powerful God. Yeshayahu returns to the present. He He tells Chizkiyahu that although Yehuda appears to be, Pasuk 22, Kechol Hayam, as numerous as the sands of the sea, Shar Yashuv Bo, only a small remnant would remain after Asher attacks. However, Kilayon Charutz Shotef Tzedaka, the righteous will push off the extermination that is determined. Rashi says that the Tzedaka and Tshuva, that the few who are the Shar Yashuv, the small remnant do, will save the many of Yehuda who should be completely destroyed. Sancheriv, instead, he will be the one to be destroyed. Hashem promises, Pasuk 24, Al tira ami yoshev Tzion me'ashur. Do not be afraid, my nation, who lives in Tzion from Ashur. Although Ashur, bashevet yakeka, though Ashur strikes Yehuda with a rod, meaning Ashur has taxed Yehuda and conquered and exiled most towns, he will not defeat Yehuda as he has done to all other nations. His goal is the same as was the goal of Mitzrayim during that exile, but neither Mitzrayim then or Sancheriv now will be successful. It won't be long, Pasuk 25, Ki od ma'at mizar v'chalazam, for in a very little while, the anger will be finished. Hashem's anger will be over and the necessary punishments will have happened so that there could be tshuva and salvation. There will be a final blow where Sancheriv is destroyed, much like previous miracles that Hashem did for the Jewish people. This blow will be similar to Kimakas Midyan Bitzor Orev, as in the slaughter of Midian at the rock of Orev. Gidon took only 300 men to fight the entire Midiani army. Gidon's men made noise and the camp ended up killing each other from fright. It will also be like what happened Al Hayam Nisa'o Bidarach Mitzrayim. At the Yamsuf, he will lift him up like was done with Mitzrayim. At the Yamsuf, Hashem killed the Mitzrayim and miraculously drowned them in the sea, which marked the end to Egypt being a true world power. Ashur will also be wiped out and will lose its status as a world power. The Pasuk emphasizes in what merit did Sancheriv get destroyed? Mipnei Shamen, because of the oil. Rashi explains that this fat or oil is the light Chizkiyahu donated to keep the houses of Torah study open. When Chizkiyahu recognized the danger Yerushalayim was in, he thrust a sword at the entrance of the house of study and announced that anyone who would not engage in Torah study would be stabbed. A survey was taken throughout the kingdom, and not a single boy, girl, man, or woman were unversed in the complicated laws of Tumah and Tahara, purity and impurity. In this merit, the nation was saved and Sancheriv was destroyed. To help us appreciate the miracle that Chizkiyahu caused, Yeshayahu described the days leading up to the siege of Yerushalayim. Sancheriv was traveling and wanted to get to Yerushalayim as quickly as possible. Pasuk 28. Ba al Ayas avar b'Migron. He came to Ayas and he passed through Migron. The Metzudas David says that generally Sancheriv would have sacked all these towns, but he was in such a hurry that he just passed by all of them on his way to Yerushalayim. The Ibn Ezra says that he was in such a hurry that the Michmas Yafkid Kelav. At Michmas, he put down his baggage. He put all his stuff in storage so he could travel more easily. The Psukim tell us that during these travels, Sancheriv passed many cities, and they all fled and were terrified by the approaching army. When we read these Psukim, we can feel the panic in the area, as everyone warns the inhabitants to escape the invading army. Pasuk 30, Tzahali kolech baskalim, hakshivi laisha, cry with your voice, Baskalim, pay attention, Laish. Oh, the Pasuk continues, pour on a sos, Ashur is coming, Ashur is coming. The Pesukim continue to tell us how the different cities are running away and trying to save all their things. Another city is also trying to flee. Sancheriv rushed through all these cities, who were scared of him, to come to Nov, where he could have a view of Yerushalayim. Pasuk 32, Od Hayom Binov La'amod. This very day he shall stop at Nov. Sancheriv's astrologers told him that if he attacked Yerushalayim that day, he would conquer it. When he saw Yerushalayim, he dismissed their predictions. You know, Feif Yado Har Bayis Bas Tzion Givas Yerushalayim, shaking his hand dismissively at the mount of the daughter of Tzion, the hill of Yerushalayim. He dismissed the need to attack immediately and instead fell asleep, saying he would accomplish his goal the next day. On that night, on the night of Pesach, Hashem, the master of the world, took care of this invading army. Sancheriv thought he had no master, which was not true. Perek continues to describe what is happening to Sancheriv and describes the situation metaphorically. Hashem will punish the leaders and the powerful who acted with arrogance and who did not recognize themselves as tools of Hashem. Pasuk 33, Misa'ef Pura b'ma'aratza. Hashem will cut off the proud branches with overwhelming power. B'ramei hakoma geduim, and those of great height will be chopped down. Bagvohim yishpalu, and the lofty ones will be lowered. These are metaphors for the princes and officers whom Sancheriv took great pride in that were part of his army. The parak concludes with the idea that Hashem will cut down all the leaders and all the men of Sancheriv's army. In this parak we learn how Ashur would punish Israel and then would attack Yehuda. Sancheriv misunderstood his mission and took personal credit for his success. As a result, Hashem would punish him in a complete and miraculous defeat. Chizkiyahu, who encouraged his nation to do tshuva, would be saved. In this parak, Ashur is called the staff of Hashem. The people were so frightened by Ashur recognizing that he had conquered so many. Only Chizkiyahu realized that Hashem was the true power and the only one Chizkiyahu needed to focus on. The story of Sancheriv and the Musar directed at him is really a lesson for us all. If someone walks over to another person and hits him with a bat, the victim doesn't yell at the bat. They yell at the one wielding the bat. Rabbeinu Bechaye in Katekemach speaks about this concept to explain how to develop our batachon, our trust in Hashem, when we are faced with problematic people or situations. In our lives, things go wrong. We can blame the person or circumstances that caused our problems. That would be like yelling at the bat that is hitting us. Instead, we should turn and look to Hashem, who is actually responsible for our troubles. When we recognize that it is only Hashem who controls the world, we can do tshuva and daven, which will have the truest impact on our lives.
Thank you for learning together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.